Welcome to Season 2 at Disability Bandwidth,
a show where we talk with experts in disability about their journey, life, and inspiration.
I'm Nikki Nolan.
And I'm Sam Prue.
Let's get started.
Well, Sam, I am so excited. It has been a year. Can you believe it's been a year since Season 1 has come out?
It does not feel like a year. It feels like maybe a couple of months. Although, to be fair, we did start thinking about Season 2 real quick off the bat of Season 1 because we had so much fun making it. Got such great responses from our guests and everyone who participated, from Fable, who's our sponsor, and from you, our listeners, that we immediately thought, hey, we should start thinking about Season 2. And so we did. And then we did it. And now here it comes.
Here it comes, right to you, however you want it. If it's audio, if it's visual, if it's, you know, however you want to absorb this content, we have hopefully made it accessible for you. Yeah, I got such good feedback. People loved the stories. People found a lot of inspiration from them to move through blocks that they might have had in their careers. And listening to people who had been there and done that really helped sort of frame things for people that I talk to. And so I think with Season 2, we were like, let's dive into people's life and journey and their passion. And I think that this season is really interesting. I feel like we dive deeper into the complexities of like disability experiences.
Yeah, the real interesting part of the exploration for me is something that I've always known intellectually and theoretically, which is that you can't build one-size-fits-all solutions, right? If we think about the assistive technology that we use, whether it's a magnifier or a screen reader or audiobooks or anything else, they have so many settings and you can adjust it for the individual person. And so I feel like I've always known that. But the thing that this season really dives into and what we really spend quite a lot of time getting to grips with is the way that one size fits one needs can shift and change and adapt over time. Because we as people with disabilities are not always aware exactly what our needs are when we start on the journey. And as we become more experienced on that journey, as we become more comfortable in our own skins, in our own bodies, sometimes those needs shift and change. And we need something we didn't need before, or we stop needing something that we previously needed. And it's really important that we as people with disabilities learn to communicate about that and learn that that's okay and learn to stop judging ourselves or stop feeling guilt or reluctance to really dive in and explore and understand and come to grips with our own needs and how they change. And it's really important that allies and folks who are on this journey with us recognize that just like making a product or a service more accessible, being a person with a disability in the world and living your life is also a journey. And that journey is okay. And we build and grow and develop. And just because somebody no longer needs something that they used to need or develops a new need that they no longer had, it doesn't mean that those needs were fake or wrong or that the person was wrong at the time about themselves. And just really be open to the fluidity of need, I think, has been something that has come up time and time again during the season.
Mm-hmm. I really found this season to be interesting because we not only learned about people's journey and where they currently are, but what I really loved was all the tidbits of knowledge that everyone passed down. The books, the articles, the people that inspired them to learn and understand and expand. I think this is really not about necessarily inspiration, but it is about finding tools and techniques that work for you as a person so that you could remove barriers for yourself, for other people, and really start on that journey of uncovering and unpacking things. And I think that that was really helpful for me. Like I got so inspired by this season in terms of just like, oh, I need to read that book. I really need to start following that person. And I also picked up some tips and tricks about, you know, talking about disability and how many different lenses there are. You know, some people love person first, some people like identity first, and just exploring the vast array of this landscape that we're all a part of, you know, through our human experience. So
Yeah, and also talking to people, it's interesting too that some of those preferences that people had change over time, right? It's not because you decide you prefer person first. You haven't, like, you know, sworn an oath to be part of the person first club until death, right? Like, I think that's important that we in the disability community, I think we have understood that previously, but that, like, it feels in some ways that the world has become more polarized, and that we in this community of people with disabilities and of allies and of activists don't lose that openness, right, to discussion, to change, to growth, to difference, in a way that sometimes it feels like some parts of the world are. But I definitely agree with you that the show notes of this season are going to be a gold mine. So many articles, so many links, so many people to follow, so many things to engage with. And the thing that I think is also so great about this season is that we've spoken to folks who are in a number of different places on their journey, mm-hmm. who have a number of different disabilities and abilities, and we've been able to give an overview of those things. And, like, it's okay to recognize that each of us can't be an expert in all things, but mm-hmm. like, take these episodes as an overview, and if, when you find the thing that inspires you and makes you passionate and that you're super curious about, it's okay to dive into that thing, right? I mean, Nikki, mm-hmm. for you, it's autism and it's some of those
neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity, yeah. In your experience. Whereas for me, sometimes I think it's like, I was just super fascinated by our episode with Billy, because I think a lot about the way that designs that are more accessible are better for everyone, right? So that was mm-hmm. a real diving in point for me. And I don't know. I think it's as long as we get the broad overview, which I think this season does a great job of providing, it's okay mm-hmm. to pick your thing and dive in and be an expert, as opposed to trying to know everything about all things disability, right? And just be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I think that that's a really good point. We will never know everything. And everything that we know is subject to change and subject to moving and subject to, like, new information coming in. And I think if we live with that fixed mindset, oh, I have the answers, everything is solved, it prevents us from evolving. It prevents us from, you know, growing as a community, learning new things as things change, as culture changes, as the world and our disabilities change.
It also prevents us from talking, mm. right? I mean, if either of us thought that we knew it all, we would have just gone away and done this podcast ourselves. It wouldn't have bothered with a co-host. Like, why should I have a co-host? I know it all, right? Like, and think about what mm-hmm. how much less of a rich podcast that it would be if it wasn't both of us from our different life journeys and experiences. And that only comes from recognizing that we don't know it all, can't know it mm-hmm. all, and maybe don't even want to try to know it all, and just become good at the things that we are passionate about and love.
I've learned so much from you and from our guests. Sam, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I feel like I am going to put you on the spot. What were some things that happened that you were just like, oh, I can't wait for listeners to hear about this?
I mean, I've mentioned kind of Billy's episode already. That's exciting to me, because that's a thing that I think a lot about. And also disabled entrepreneurs, we need more of those. Really exciting, fun discussion. It was really great that we had Mina on. I just think it was so necessary to have someone who, you know, she has a stutter that's fairly pronounced, and for her to be willing and open to coming on a podcast, which, you know, maybe not her favorite medium of choice, but it's really important to surface all voices across all mediums, because while I might disagree with, you know, what has become the old chestnut that the medium is the message, we do need these messages across all mediums, because some people, podcasts are the thing that work for them. And some people, it's YouTube videos. And some people, it's books. And so the way that we learn is to get these different messages out in all of the places. And so it was, I really enjoyed that she was open to being on and to talking about her experience in perhaps a medium that she may not have favored. It was also really good to hear a little bit more about what is happening in accessibility in India, because I think with the ADA and the Americans with Disabilities Act and Barrier Free Canada and the things going on in the EU, disability is kind of very Western focused. And I think a lot of us as disability advocates tend to fall into the trap of what kind of people in the missionary field used to call from the West to the rest, right? as in, oh, we got this sorted out and we need to teach the rest of the world about it. And that's not the case. There is progress going on everywhere in ways that are unique to the different environments that people find themselves in. And so it was so exciting to get to hear a little bit about that and things that we don't normally hear. And I'd like to do more of that, I hope, in upcoming seasons, talk to more people in Africa and Asia and the parts of Europe we don't hear from, but you know.
Yeah, no, I am on in the same boat. Like I feel like the diversity of disability and people and locations was really wonderful in this season. And I'm so excited that we got to talk to Joe, who is one of the co-founders of Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So season one, we got to talk with Jennison, who was the co-founder of Global Accessibility Awareness Day, or GAD. And this season, we have another co-founder, Joe, which is really, really exciting. He is also going to be on Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And so,
because Global Accessibility Awareness Day founders are like Pokemon. You got to catch them all.
We caught them all. We won.
I mean, it was a journey of over 2 years. Come on. What were some of your favorite moments in season two here?
There were so many. I also agree with you. I really enjoy talking to people who had like a little bit different of a voice. And maybe, again, not being the medium in which they predominantly communicate in was really, really interesting for me. I also, I absolutely love talking with Olivia, who is the artist who is exploring, you know, disability through an artistic lens, but also like a disabled educational lens as well. And I think that was a really, really fun journey.
Meryl Evans. We need more deaf and hard of hearing people on podcasts, right? Like,
I agree. Meryl was amazing. Kai, I laughed so much in that episode with Kai. I don't know what it was, but Kai is just so delightful and so just like full of life. Like he has so much life just like emanating out of him, and all the things he wants to do and achieve was really fun. Like
he's
really
a great guy. Well, if you ever get down to Toronto, the three of us will all hang out in person.
I know. We still have not met in person. We were supposed to meet,
but then I got sick and it didn't happen.
We're going to do it one day. I mean, I feel like I already know you, but you know, like.
We're going to do it. We should see if we can get any of the listeners interested, have a, what do they call them now? A non-conference or whatever, these totally unplanned things. I don't know. If that interests you, message us on LinkedIn. I don't know.
I feel like we should just be like, let's all meet here.
Yeah. It is freezing in Canada, so let's make it Hawaii, okay?
Hawaii or California, yeah. I live in California.
Well, no, I was trying to get you a tropical vacation paid for by, I don't know.
I would love a tropical vacation. Like, I really need one right now. It's been kind of cold out here, actually. Like, we've had a fairly cold winter. It's been so rainy, too. Like, we've had some wild weather this year. Everywhere.
Yeah. Climate change. And there was actually, I believe, a discussion this season about like climate change and accessibility and kind of those intersections as well, which is really great. And I suppose we should probably think about drawing this brief introductory episode to a close. Can't wait for all of you to hear the great episodes we've got coming up in season two. Let's bring this one to a close. Me and Nikki will get back to playing with ChatGPT. We tried to get it to write this episode, but it didn't quite work out. So you're not getting it.
It didn't quite work out.
An AI-written episode. Not yet. Maybe next season.
There was some really fun nuggets. Like, it got most of it right, but it loved to throw the word podcast in, and it loved to, like, turn us into artists. Not that I'm not an artist, but it really wanted to make you a performer.
Except for the one bizarre prompt where it made this a podcast about disabled pirates, which will be the theme of my season.
That was majestic. I was so pumped about that. I was like, oh, maybe we went the wrong direction, but I don't think we did. And this season, we have 13 episodes, which means 11 interviews. Last season, we had 10. So maybe, you know, every season, we'll just continue to add one more until it's like 1,000 episodes.
This is the journey you get onto. I've seen many podcasts do this. Each season has more and more episodes until suddenly we find ourselves doing a weekly podcast.
Oh no.
I love the dismay in your voice. Oh no.
Oh no, I love the idea of it, but I don't know.
The theory of it, I hear you.
It's a ton of work. We definitely would have to employ more people, which I'm not opposed to. It would be cool to employ disabled people to make a podcast, you know, maybe in the future. Well, Sam, do you have any closing thoughts? Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything coming up in this March?
Well, boy, what's coming up in March? I believe when this is airing, Fable, I won't be there, but a bunch of us from Fable will be over in California. We're going to be releasing some new exciting stuff around the accessible usability scale. So stay tuned to the things that are going on at Fable, my employer. Find us at makeitfable.com, or you can find us on LinkedIn as well as Twitter, if Twitter is still a thing when this goes out, probably. So keep up with us and what we're doing. Keep up with me on LinkedIn. I'm getting better at announcing what I'm actually doing and where I'm going to be and where I'm going to be speaking and actually reaching out to people and being like, hey, do you want to get together? You know, absolutely keep up with me there. Other than that, that's pretty much what I'm doing. I know you're going on some new journeys, Nikki. Anything I have to promote, plug, talk about?
I mean, I will be starting a new job in April, which is really, really exciting. We are working on solving food discrepancies for people who are sick. So I'm really excited providing free meals to people who are chronically sick or disabled. I'm really excited about this company. So I'm sure you'll see more on my LinkedIn in April, but it's not April yet, so you don't get to know what it is.
Oh, big secret. All right. Well, keep an eye on Nikki's skin.
Yeah, it's going to be. And then what else do I have to promote? I don't really, listen to this podcast. I have another podcast too, but it's a monthly podcast. Follow me on Instagram. My handle is TheNikkiNolan. It's pretty much TheNikkiNolan across everything. Yep. It's because, and I think maybe I've talked about it on the show, it was because when I tried to get NikkiNolan.com, you know, 10, 12 years ago, it was already taken. And so I just put the in front of it. And now I have become the Nikki Nolan to the extent where it's like everywhere. My mom's friends call me the Nikki Nolan. And sometimes
that's awesome. That's good. I enjoy that. Yeah. Well, I mean, we just wrapped. It's over now. Inclusion Hub podcast host with the good folks over at Morning Creative Studios. If you want something that's a bit more edited and stick radio style, rather than sort of hearing me ramble on extemporaneously, go over there, inclusionhub.com, and you can find a scripted podcast that's really dealing with kind of the history of accessibility and activism. And if you're sort of not familiar with the protests that went on in the 70s and the passage of the ADA and kind of the history of web accessibility and WCAG and how we got here and why we have the problems that we do now, check out that podcast as well.
It's so exciting. It's so good. I'm so glad that you are becoming just a podcast host.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of fun, but I don't know with these voice cloning things. I don't know how long until they replace us, Nikki.
I hope they don't. I actually listened to a really interesting podcast on 99% Invisible. It was like they covered another podcast. It was not like their produced show, but it was called The Day the Music Stopped. And it was about in the 1940s, I believe it was the 1940s, how recordings were actually making musicians lose their jobs. So because instead of having like a live band or a musician at a bar, they could replace it with a jukebox, a recording. And so it went from like lots of people and musicians having jobs to no one having jobs because of the recording thing. And they shut down the music recording for over a year to like get them to start paying musicians. I don't know if it worked out. It's very fascinating, but
Hey, Fable sponsored 99% Invisible for a couple episodes. I knew I could bring it back to my employer.
No. Well, thank you so much, Fable. We're so excited to bring you new ads with new voices this season as well. All new people? Or do we have the same people?
All new people. All new people.
All new people in our ads. Yes. We're getting, it's very exciting to hear not only from, you know, disabled voices on the podcast or people who are working in disability, but also new disabled voices who work with and are assistive technology users for Fable and beyond. Yeah. I feel like this is a good place to wrap. Like, I'm so excited for everyone to hear this season. I'm so excited to see you, Sam. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for people to hear all the stuff.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. So as ChatGPT told me to say, hoist the Jolly Roger and join us on a journey through the seas of disability, apparently.
Here's what mine says to say from ChatGPT. So mark your calendar, folks. Season 2 of Disability Bandwidth is coming soon. And then Sam's supposed to say, that's right. We hope you will join us for these important conversations about disability. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And then I'm supposed to say, thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, it's coming. All we need is deepfakes of our voice. And we'll be set. It'll be hilarious. It'll be a much weirder world over the next few years. There's a whole discussion to be had about the intersection of this and accessibility. Is for someone who's whether it's dyslexia or anything that makes it difficult to write. Yeah, exactly. But it might be the theme of next season.
Is fun technology. I mean, ChatGPT is like, sorry to go on a tangent. I know we said we were wrapping up, but ChatGPT is like the first assistive technology that's really helped me overcome my Grammarly has helped as well, but ChatGPT helps unblock me. Grammarly helps me make sure that I spelled things correctly, but ChatGPT, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm trying to talk about and say, and then it will write something, and then I can actually take that and be creative and write off of it, and then go into Grammarly and be like, please proof. But like, it gives me so much more confidence to get step outside of myself and not get so stuck in my dyslexia and my, like, I do have a internal narrative that I don't know how to write, that ChatGPT actually helps me push through and I don't know what the right word is, but like come into opposition to that narrative that might not necessarily be true. I might struggle with the ability to write, and that causes me a lot more friction, but I'm not incapable of doing the things I've just told myself that.
So. Yeah. Do you find that the end result sounds like you, though? I mean, that's what I've been struggling with, is I just, you know, for fun, ask it to write some emails or some LinkedIn posts or some things, and the end result doesn't sound like me unless I edit it completely, at which point sometimes I'm like, why didn't I just write it myself in the first place?
I feel like I have a voice auditorily, like talking, but I don't know. Maybe I do. I would love to hear from people if they think that I have some kind of like narrative voice in my writing. I don't feel like I do.
Yes,
but
some of us have a narrative voice and we're very precious about it. No.
Well, Sam, I'm so excited.
Me too. And we did it. Folks, this is what it's like. We just could talk to each other for hours. Just be thankful this isn't sort of, you know, one of those 6-hour long podcast episodes every week. Although some people like that. Hey, you should.
Yeah, maybe we can try it out. Let's experiment with things. Maybe we'll do live or something.
Oh, LinkedIn Live. We should do LinkedIn Live after this season.
I think that would be fun. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so look out for some things that we might be experimenting with. We're not committing to anything, but we might be experimenting.
Yes, but if all of you get in the comments and tell us that you want it, then it is more likely to happen. I'll say that much.
True. So true. Well, thanks, Sam.
Play us out.
Here comes the music.
I was assuming you were just going to fade up the music and pass. Nothing to actually sing. Although I do think that's a good new direction that we're moving in.
Thanks for listening to Disability Bandwidth. If you like this episode of Disability Bandwidth, please subscribe and share it with friends and family. Today's episode was hosted by Sam Prue and Nikki Nolan. Edited and produced by Nikki Nolan. Transcripts are written by Emma Klauber. Theme music is created by F.A. Ackman. Special thanks to everyone at Fable who, without their support, this show would not be possible. You can find out more about Disability Bandwidth on Twitter and Instagram @DisabilityBandwidth or on our website at disabilitybandwidth.com.